might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it something to rain.
Started to rain.
And if you were talking about going to a movie, you might say, what time does the show
start?
And how about a word that starts, that means the same thing as start, but it begins with a B?
Begin? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would use it, but probably not. I mean, I'd probably say start.
Okay, I might say, why are you out of breath? And you say, well, I was feeling so happy that I
ran.
And you'd say, every day I have something a mile, I have
run.
And if you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, where does he
live? You mean,
where does he
live? Something from, where does he? Well, my dad would say, where does he hail from?
Okay, and if you were talking about,
I'd say come from, or I probably wouldn't use the word hail. I'd say, I'd change the phrasing.
Mm-hmm. if you were talking about someone arriving on a plane, you'd say they something in on a plane instead of arriving. They
came in.
And in the past, he has
come in.
Now, if you were talking about something that you spied outside the window, I'd say, did you see that? And you'd say, yeah, I just
saw it.
And in the past, I have
seen.
If you were talking about a place where the highway was in really bad shape, you'd say the road's all
torn up.
And the opposite of take it off is
put it on.
And if you were talking about I ask you what's new, you might just go,
yeah.
And
not much, you know.
Or if there was just absolutely, you'd say, just absolutely
nothing.
And I'd say, well, now, come on, there must be
something new.
And you might say, I'm talking about riding horses. You say, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Talking about two little children that couldn't get along well, you'd say, every time they met,
they fought and began to fight.
And over the years, they have
fought.
And if somebody killed somebody with a knife, you'd say they
stabbed them.
And if there's a picture on the blackboard, the teacher might say, well, who
drew this?
If you had something heavy to lift, like a piece of machinery, had to lift it up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to
hoist it.
Hoist it, yeah. Now, this next part is going to be
lock and tackle and hoist it.
Hoist it, yeah. This is going to be stuff that's related specifically to cities that would probably only be in reference to a city like Little Rock or something, and this is a new section, and they're sort of different kinds of questions. If you were talking about designating the major sections of Little Rock, and do you call them things, do you have like an east side and a north side and a south side and that sort of thing? How does Little Rock usually?
Well, Little Rock is usually divided east side, downtown,
mm-hmm.
The Heights.
Uh-huh.
The Heights was kind of used in a derogatory manner by people who didn't live there, mm-hmm. You know, as being stuck up and so forth.
Do that. She poor Matthew.
Told me how she was getting beat out of all this money and she couldn't really afford to have it done, but she needed to have some pictures
made. Oh, that's what poor Matthew means.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, she was trying to tell me how she couldn't really afford my services, but that she needed them. See? So I go out here and do probably $50 worth of photography for $20, and now she wants me to be a witness in court.
Oh, no. Witness in court. Don't do it, Wayne.
No,
remember what
you
happened to me. All that I went through.
No.
Oh, you didn't know I had to testify in the Kimbrell trial and the Rogers trial.
Did you really?
Know that?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's how
I
went.
Okay.
Okay, so we were talking about the neighborhood.